Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
You ready for Robert Hassenpepper?
Oh, we're always ready for Robert Hassenpepper, are we not?
He's got questions.
Okay, well, Jeff wrote to us and said, hey, my wife Tracy's turning 30 this week.
Okay.
That's a big one. I've been trying to think of something fun to get her, and then I thought of it. How about if you guys call her with a little phone tap and prank her for her birthday?
Love it.
I mean, what a way to ring in that decade. She works in the licensing department for the city and already spends most of her day answering calls for the public. What if one of those calls was from you guys?
All right. Robert Hassenpepper has some questions.
Okay.
Good morning. This department is a Tracy.
Hi there, Tracy. It's Robert Hassenpepper, and I'm new to the area, and I was just looking at the city website, and I see that I'm supposed to get a license for my dog. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Licenses are required for dogs.
Required, huh? Wow. I had no idea. I see I moved here from out of state, so I'm just getting used to how y'all do things around here.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty common. You know, any dog over the age of 6 months is required to have a license.
6 months. Wow. Okay. Well, that seems really young to have a license. I didn't get mine until 16.
Me too.
So dogs have licenses here, huh? That doesn't seem very safe.
It's actually safer for the dogs. I mean, for one thing, it allows us to be able to identify them.
Right. So if they get pulled over, they have ID to show. I get it.
Yeah, it's a tag that they wear on their collar.
Okay, I get it. I understand. I mean, you know, we have to pull our licenses out of our wallet. Yeah. Now with dogs, they have them hanging around their necks. I get that. Now, I still can't get used to a city where dogs have to have licenses, though. So what does it take to get my dog a license? Is there a classroom training first or in car or what?
No, there's just a fee that you pay.
What about behind the wheel? Do I take him out and practice myself?
Pardon me? I'm sorry?
Well, he's going to need some practice in the car, right? I mean, even if he does have a license, I just can't let him drive by himself.
I'm not sure you're understanding, sir.
And how the hell is he supposed to reach the pedals? I mean, it doesn't seem like you guys have thought this out very well.
Is this for real right now? Are you for real right now?
I mean, listen, young lady. I mean, I have a pretty big dog, but if you had a little Yorkie or something, he couldn't even see over the steering wheel. Much less turn the car radio. He doesn't have opposable thumbs. How's he going to listen to the Ben Davis and Kelly K show so he can hear us make a little phone call to you, like the one we're doing right now?
Wait, what is this?
Tracy, Ben Davis here on 99.7 DJX.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God, who put you guys up to this?
Oh my gosh, your husband Jeff. Hey, by the way, happy birthday.
Yeah, you look
oh
good,
my
girl.
God, thank you. That was the goofiest birthday present ever. Like, you guys are crazy.
It took her a little bit to connect the dots, didn't it?
Yeah, she was like
getting it there. But I had pictures in my head of a little Yorkie trying to look over the steering wheel.
I mean, a Yorkie, a Shih Tzu, I mean, any one of those.
Listen.
That'd be tough.
My pugs would have a heck of a time driving our car.
Standing on top of each other. Anyway, that's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.